You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. We're talking about work this week, and you may have heard this statistic. Women apply to jobs when we fill 100% of the listed qualifications. Men, when they fill about 60%. Those numbers are cited as evidence that women need to be more confident in the workplace. Tara Sophia Moore thinks that's the wrong conclusion. She did her own study and wrote about it in the Harvard Business Review. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
You busted some myths up here. Why did you choose to write this?
I was hearing a statistic that is quoted quite often in the media that women apply for jobs only if they're 100% qualified, if they meet all of the listed qualifications, whereas men apply if they meet only 60% or 65 or 70% of the qualifications. And that statistic was being used to suggest that women need more confidence, that the reason they're making those decisions in their applications is a lack of faith in themselves. And I suspected that the reason was something different than that, probably something more complex than that, because I knew when I hadn't applied for jobs, faith in myself wasn't exactly the issue. And based on my work with women and women leaders, I suspected something more layered was going on.
So what did you find?
So I did a survey of about 1,000 respondents, both men and women. And in the survey, I asked them, when you haven't applied for a job because you didn't meet all the qualifications, what was the reason that you didn't apply? And I gave a range of choices. And in fact, the self-doubt issue, the lack of confidence issue, was the least common of the responses for both women and men. Only about 10% of women said that they didn't apply because they didn't think they could do the job well. And 12% of men said that. The most common answer for both women and men was, I didn't think they would hire me because I didn't meet the qualifications, and I didn't want to waste my time and energy. And this is a crucial distinction because it means that if women are showing this tendency to not go for it if they don't meet all the qualifications, it's not because they don't think they can do the job or they're feeling intimidated about the job. It's because they believe that the listed qualifications are in fact required and are going to dictate who is hired, and they simply don't want to waste their time. So in essence, it's not a mistaken perception about themselves. It's a perception about the hiring process.
It's a nuance, but it seems like it's a significant nuance in terms of how you look at the world.
Exactly. And I think it speaks to a number of factors that impact women in our careers in broader ways. One of them being that women were allowed entry into professional life because of the qualifications that we had, right? That was sort of the message of the moment for my generation, for my mother's generation. It was work hard, get the right degree, get the grades, do good work, and you can participate in this too. You can be allowed at the table too. And I think that paradoxically, that can mean that women actually see the workplace as more meritocratic than it really is, meaning decisions and promotions and raises happen. We might assume they happen more on the basis of the qualifications than they really do. And we may underestimate the ways that advocacy and networking, relationships affect what really happens, because those tools in the toolkit historically haven't been available to us. In other words, we're not going to get the plum opportunity because we're part of an old boys club. And so we come to rely more on having the right qualifications.
Hold on a second here, though, because you could make the argument that, you know, saying I didn't meet this full basket of qualifications is to some degree reflective of confidence, not confidence in your own worth as a person, but confidence in your ability to do the job and walk through the door and say, I'm the best employee.
Yes. So that would have showed up, however, in women saying, I think I can do the job well, and I'm going to apply. So we're looking at when they don't apply, what's the primary reason? And what the survey showed is the primary reason is they're seeing the barrier as something external to themselves, something about the hiring process, rather than as about something internal to themselves.
When I looked at your survey, I was really struck by how much women seem to be following the rules. You know, when they're following the guidelines about who should apply, it's almost 2-1. They follow the rules and the men less so. It seems like we're socializing girls to, you know, color within the lines.
Yes. So one of the reasons on the survey, as you're mentioning, Lizzie, that people could choose of why didn't you apply was simply I was following the guidelines of who should apply, right? I was being a good rule follower. And that one, women chose as their primary reason for not applying twice as frequently as men did. And in fact, when you look at all the reasons in the list that had to do with believing in the rules, believing that the stated qualifications were required, that accounted for almost 80% of women's reasons for not applying. Yes, I think we do socialize girls to follow the rules more. And I think one of the ways that succeeding in school can actually be a detriment to girls is that success in school often, almost always, comes from following the teacher's rules, right? There isn't ever a moment when the teacher says, you know, here are the guidelines for the assignment. And if you do something really amazing that breaks a bunch of these guidelines, like, even better, you're going to get extra points for that. Most teachers, most students in traditional education environments don't get those assignments. So as girls, we've got almost 2 decades of conditioning in school and our time as teens and young women as well, where success comes from following the rules. And then we get out into the workplace and the game shifts a lot and no one is talking to us about how it's shifting.
Tara Sophia Moore wrote this piece for the Harvard Business Review, and she's the author of Playing Big. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Lizzie.